Belts is at a pastoral conference today. He's excused. It's an excused absence. But he only did call me right beforehand, and I really had little more than to look this up quick and maybe scratch my head over a couple of verb forms. But let's hack through this together. Yeah, and did what you guys do. Get out the old parsing guide when you're in trouble, right? But lest we let the Greek go, let's take a look at this. And if you'll bear with me, I certainly can't analyze the forms with the aplomb or competence or confidence of Veltz, but we should be able to read this stuff. Luke 6, 17 through 26, okay? This is the Lucan Beatitudes. And again, I didn't have time to refresh my memory about a lot of eisegetical issues here. But as you know, you've got the Beatitudes best known from Matthew, but Luke has some of them too. They're in a different place and in slightly different circumstances and all of that, which you can deal with under your discussion of the synoptic problem. Here we are. I'm not sure why this is paired with the Old Testament text, except under the theme of endurance for those who understand the divine realities of life, those who are heirs to the mysteries of the kingdom of God, which is a theme in the Beatitudes, and certainly is exemplified by Jesus' own life in his own being despised and rejected of men. All right, 17 then. Kai katabas, and that's your, what, aorist participle, katabino, having come down or coming down with them, he stood, este, now Veltz would be proud because right off the bat we have our obligatory histemi. He stood upon a topos, a place, a pedenu, a level place. Right? That's level. I think it's the adjective level. Interesting, that's another difference. This isn't the Sermon on the Mount, but this is the Sermon on the Plain. That's A-I-N. In today's world, you maybe need to spell it. He was jetting to his next sermon, having a little press conference. And an uxlos, a palus, and a big crowd of his disciples, Matheton, and plethos, another word for lots of people, right? A multitude, a great one, of laos, of people, from all the Judea, you like to use the article there in Greek, from all the Judea and Jerusalem, and the paraliu. Now, paraleo means, do you know this word? Coastline, sea coast. Para and hales means coast, so along the sea. And the sea coast, the shoreline of Tyre and Sidon. You can recognize those. Hoi elthen, and they came, no, not and, they came, akuzai, infinitive, right? To akuo, to hear, takes the genitive, to hear him, and iathenai, to be healed, infinitive, aorist infinitive, from the nuzon of them, from their, you can guess what this is if you don't know, diseases, right, plural. Kai, and the enoxluminoi, yikes. All right, this one I looked up. It's the participle, that much you can recognize, of en ox leo, which means the troubled guys, to be troubled. And those being troubled by pneumaton akatharton, by spirits unclean ones, akatharton, etherapoionta, they were therapeuticked. Huh? They were being healed. By the way, that's a straight imperfect, right? which would, I think, imply this sort of customary or continual action. They were being healed, lots of them. This was what he was about. 19, Kai and Pas Ha'oxlos and all the crowd, Et Zaytun, another imperfect, was trying or seeking. Is that a rough or a smooth breathing mark? I can't read it here. Rough. Haptesthai, to touch. I think that's a middle verb, right? Haptomai. They were trying to touch out to him, takes the genitive. Hoti, because. Dunamis, par atu, because power. From him, ex erxete, was, what, going out, huh? And it was healing them. We just had that verb to heal, yaoma. And it healed them. 20. By the way, I mean, just sort of an exegetical comment here. Note that this is in the context of Jesus' healing. That's certainly clear here. He's sort of doing what he did on a regular basis. And autos, and he, now here's where Veltz could help you. Is this distinctively Luke? And he made some comment the other day, and I can't recall it, that this sort of focuses now on Jesus as the subject. And he lifted up, well, it's actually the participle, right? So lifting up, or when he lifted up, his eyes, ace to smathatas, toward the disciples. I think the ace here is clearly accusative, like a hey directive. Toward his disciples, he said, makarioi oi toksoi. Now, what do we got here? Makarios, blessed. You know that anyway, right? Blessed are the poor. Haughty, because yours. Humatera, that's the second person possessive pronoun. Yours is the kingdom of God. Now, doesn't it strike you as a little odd? I guess this is vintage Hebrew, so it doesn't really strike me as odd. Where he's talking, I mean, the first line is in the third person, right? Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now, anybody who's listening realizes that the poor must mean you, right? But he sort of moves from the third person to the second person and makes the application from the general to the specific. I think this is somewhat of a rhetorical device, frankly, and you do this in sermons all the time. You talk about third person, that's why sort of object lessons or illustrations often can work, because you set up a situation that anybody would agree to because you're talking about somebody else. I mean, this was Nathan's strategy to David, all right, or Jesus in the parable, see? So the minute you got everybody playing along, now you say, but do you realize that this story is really about you? All right, 21, blessed are the Pinao guys, the ones who are hungry, nun. That nun really strikes you, doesn't it? Is this in Matthew? I was going to look and I didn't. Does he have all these nuns? This is not an energic nun. I don't think he's got these nuns in there, doesn't it? I mean, it surely makes the contrast between, no. No, between the now and the coming, and the future, you see? Blessed are the hungry guys now, because, 21, they will be future satisfied. Cortazo, be satisfied, be filled up. I assume this is Sava. I'd like to check the Septuagint. 21c, blessed are the, crying guys now from Cly, what is that, Cly, is it just Clio, isn't it? Yeah, it's not a, are the crying guys now because they, or no, because you, I'm sorry, these are second person, again, continuing the same business, because you will be, the previous verse, I missed that, you will be satisfied. Blessed are the crying guys now because you will, galao, laugh. Kind of a happy word to throw in here, doesn't this? I don't know, without doing a little concordance work, does this mean laugh in just a general sense of be joyful? I mean, we tend to think of laugh as almost being silly, or you just heard a good joke, or raucous, or something like that. My guess is this is simcha, to rejoice in a more general way. Blessed are you, now again we're in a second person, whenever they misezozin, whenever they hate you, aorist subjunctive, right? With the whenever they, the subject is anthropoi, whenever the men, people, hate you. And whenever they aphorisosin, they make a distinction, is really what that means, isn't it? To separate out. When they ostracize you, and onedisosin, they reproach you, and they ekbalozin, they throw out the name of you guys as punaron, as bad. It's an interesting way of saying it, huh? They throw out your name as bad. My guess is you could do a little better in English with a word like, what, defame or slander or something like that. But it's really calling you bad, not just calling you bad names, but making your name bad. Henaka tu hoyu tu anthropu, on account of the Son of Man. A little reminder, too, that all of this so-called cross-bearing as a theme is cross-bearing only insofar as it is on account of the Son of Man. Now, that's always a problem with people saying, oh, I got a cross to bear. Well, does it really have to do with the fact that you're a baptized child of God? If not, it may be a problem in life, but it's really not a Christian cross to bear. So it's not just, be glad when people call you bad names. 23. I mean, there's something else for your children's sermon there. You could certainly get children to identify with calling each other names, and there's calling bad names, and then there's calling bad names. 23. Charite, rejoice. Aorist imperative. In, bayom hahu, huh? In that the day, in the day, in that day, and skirtezate. What does this mean? Leap for joy? Rejoice. No, jump, doesn't it? Jump. Rejoice in that day and jump for joy. You do. Behold, hine. For the misthos, the pay, the reward of you is big, polos is great, in the heavens. Kata ta auta, according to these sorts of things, for, according to, like this sort of stuff, epoiun, the subject comes at the end, oi pateres auton, their fathers, imperfect, habitual, were accustomed to doing, tois prophetais, dative, to the prophets. Now, here's a link to Jeremiah, you see. Jesus is making the point that this is the kind of stuff that the prophets endured, and if it applies to you, then you can be identified with the prophets, and that's not all bad. 24. Plain, but strong contrast, right? Similar to, doesn't Allah do that too in Greek? That's kind of, you're on the other. No, and it's not just mende, it's but. There's a whole nother side to the story. Hoi! Woe to you. This is hoi. Hoi! Woe to you, the plusios, the rich guys. Because op echo, op exite, you have received in full. I think that's the force of the op here. You have received full payment, or you have received in full, tain paraklesin himon, your paraklesis, your consolation. Get it now, get it later. 25. Hoi, he mean. Woe to you. Now note here too, it's the you followed by the third person. It's kind of reversed the order from third to second. Now it's woe to you. And then it moves to third person. The ones who Oh, there's too many word letters here. Plays menoi. There we got it. Just trips off my tongue, doesn't it? Empep plays menoi. Epeples menoi. I haven't got the accent right. Well, you can see to be full in there, huh? Passive. No. Perfect participle. The ones having been filled up.
None.
Because pinosate. You will be, we had pino before on the other side, you will be hungry. Blessed are those who are hungry now, you will be hungry. Woe, you'd like another himin there to you, though it isn't there in this edition of Nestle Island. Though I'm reading 26 yet, I have yet to cash in on an order for 27. Woe to the ones who are laughing, here's our laughing verb again, because pentheiseta, you will mourn and weep, Clio again. You will mourn and cry tears. Finally, is there more? Oh yeah, 26. Woe to you, presumably, woe whenever they speak Iposin. Let's see, that's from Ipon, from Lego, right? Aorist from Lego. What's the subject? All the anthropoi. Woe whenever all the men speak kalos with reference to you. Speak you good. Nice contrast to the poneron up top. When they speak good of you. For according to all this sort of stuff, their fathers, subjects at the end, epoiun, again that imperfect, were accustomed to do, were doing to the false prophets. Not the prophets here, but the false prophets. And I mean, the parallel is clear, right? Blessed are those who identify with the good prophets because people do all these bad things to you. Cursed or woe to you who are identify with all the good stuff, including having a good name, because that's what they did to the false prophets. I mean, if anything, here there's, I suppose, two themes. One, the whole topsy-turvy reversal of things, that what most people consider good measures of success can, in fact, be just the opposite. And what most people think measures of failure, insofar as it relates to on account of the Son of Man, not forgetting that line in all of this, are, in fact, blessings. And what people consider good prophets were, in fact, false prophets. They spoke well of them, which brings us back to Jeremiah's day, which has application not only for everybody out there, but in a special sense, I suppose, to those who carry on that prophetic ministry and feel the same sort of tensions. Okay, well, we just did make it. We better quit. Okay.